Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Tell this, but we don't show prep, so he had no idea.
I just barely make it in.
You know, I'm sure you can tell, but we don't show prep.
I mean, let's put the cards down on the table here.
Miami Hurricanes, yeah, you know the name already, it's Mercy, ha ha. It's a six-ring cane show, can't forget the name though. Got Jazz, Blue, Vision, DJ, break the game code. Ain't no changing them, ain't no breaking them. We reporting live from the Hard Rock Stadium. Ball 14 for the orange and green. We see the six-ring champs, it's more than a dream. This is life on the field, beyond 100 yards. A hurricane that's never still put a damage to your squad. The six-ring cane show. The Six Ring Kane Show. Yeah, yeah. The Six Rings Kane Show. You know.
What's wrong with us? Seriously.
What's wrong with us? We're Miami Hurricanes fans.
Welcome to the Six Rings Kane Show, a show dedicated to Miami Hurricane sports, featuring the legendary Larry Bluestein, Jazz Santana, Vish, and Danny Gillette. Let's go, Canes.
Oh, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back. It is a beautiful Monday. By the way, the weather is amazing down here. I don't know, Blue, about you, but I just got done playing a little pickleball outside, and the weather's pretty awesome. I gotta admit, it's starting to get to that time of year down here. I don't know, Danny, you getting some good weather up there or what? You
two? Yeah, definitely. It was mid 60s today. Good day for the marathon runners. Marathon Monday, 11 a.m. Red Sox game. It's spring. Spring is finally here, so I'm happy.
Spring is in the air, and the Red Sox are doing okay.
Treading water.
How are those Mets doing though, Blue? I'm not talking
about I will take the same attitude towards the Canes. We don't need to talk about
that. Oh, yeah. Oh, jeez. Yeah.
Canes on deck tomorrow.
Canes are not on deck, right?
Yeah, they are. They are striking out.
Oh, Jesus. Anyways, on a lighter note.
I think we set out his bat signal into the chat. It shot the pip down as well.
What's up, fellas? On a lighter note, on a more positive note, we had a spring game this weekend over at Cobb Stadium, right on the campus there at the University of Miami. It was the annual spring football game to kind of close out spring football, and it was nice. Just to kind of talk a little. I know, Blue, you weren't there, but I was hanging out there with Dono and some of the guys, and I'll be honest with you, man. At first, I was skeptical about it, right? Because, like, oh, my God, it's such a pain in the ass to get tickets for this thing. And they want to make it so private and yada, yada, yada. Who's going to go? And it's going to be, it's going to be crazy. I thought it was great. I really thought it was a really good, showing by the fans. Everybody was there when you're talking about legends too, right? All the former players, obviously. Andre Johnson, Devin Hester were there talking Hall of Fame and, you know, getting to talk to guys like Jalen Phillips was there. All the old school, Betty Blades was there. It was really cool, man. Really cool. Amon Richards obviously was there. I mean, everybody. You name it. Tracy Howard. I saw a bunch of people. So all the legends were there, which was really nice to see. Former Canes players. Coach Orgeron was walking around like he owned the place. which is cool to see. I love to see Coach Orgeron hanging out with all the players, all the coaches, all the fans. He was doing this thing. And, you know, the intimate setting of it all, having it on campus, having the players come, you know, the visiting, the high school kids that are visiting or that want to kind of see what the atmosphere is like. I think it's a good opportunity for them to be on campus, you know, and be able to kind of witness how beautiful of an area that Coral Gables area is, really. That field eventually, I mean, fingers crossed, is going to be the complex and all that stuff. But right now they did a really good job of setting it up. They had the screen going. Thought it was cool, you know. It's a small, intimate event, but let's be honest, right? When you go to places like Drive Pink or the Traz or anywhere or Hard Rock, you're going to get maybe 8 to 10,000 people. It's never going to be full anyways. So why not, you know, make it a little more intimate the way they did it, have, you know, 4 or 5,000 fans or whatever that were there, watch the you know, watch the game and have some fun, food trucks and stuff like that. It was nice. The only thing I will say was it was hotter than Hades. It was really damn hot, right? The sun was beaming down. So that's the only drawback. But aside from that, really good opportunity to go out there and watch some good football and a really good turnout. So I was happy with that. Aside from that, you all got to see it on TV. I got to see it live. Vish, I want to kind of start off with you on this, right? How was your observation just as a whole of the spring game this weekend?
Well, I mean, the headline is the quarterback.
Sure.
In that we actually have one this time. It's been a bit, there's a noticeable difference because, look, Tyler Van Dyke is a solid college quarterback. This is levels above that. And I think, you know, it's very noticeable how much smoother the offense, even though it's spring game, it's vanilla and all that, just command of the offense. It's no doubt who's leading the offense, which is a big issue. You know, it should be the quarterback ideally, but it feels like it's been Restrepo having to take on that leadership the last few years. So, you know, you want that out of your quarterback position. And that's what everyone kind of showed up to see, right? A lot of backups at other positions, but we wanted to see our shiny new object. He did not disappoint. So I think that's the headline coming. I think a lot of confidence with him going in as a starting quarterback this year and you know, into Gainesville on the first game of the season. I think everyone that kind of, you know, because we've been guilty of this too. We've overhyped our players for roughly 20 years. So hopefully we're not doing that again, but it did. You know, this was our first look at him in a Canes jersey, and so far he's meeting what I hoped for from an expectation standpoint. That's what I know DJ last week said he was looking at Cam Ward. That was what he was looking at, so I stole his point, but I left the tight ends untouched for him to talk about. So, you know, get a little paid forward.
You know, DJ, I'll get to you in just a second because obviously we want to talk tight ends because I think the tight ends showed out. At least you saw some really nice plays by Riley Williams. You know, even Jackson Carver and some of the other guys. So we'll talk about that. But your assessment, DJ, of just watching these guys play in that spring game, what was something that kind of stood out to you?
Well, aside from just the quarterback play, it was the fact that you saw, you know, players, and I guess you can kind of tie this in with the tight ends a little bit, you know, players who we were even talking about last week, you know, can they make that jump like a Riley Williams and like the tight end position, for example, can they make that jump and can they, you know, put together a good showing over the course of the spring and, you know, kind of, you know, bring that positive momentum over to fall camp. And I think there were a lot of really positive things. Obviously, the shiny object here is Cam Ward. I thought he, you know, he was absolutely dynamic. He's everything that you would want in a quarterback in terms of just his command of the offense, his efficiency, his precision, you know. And, you know, the thing that Miami has been lacking is they've been able to get playmakers the past couple seasons, right? It's just been trying to find that consistent quarterback play to kind of complement the rest of the offense. And now they have that in Ward. I'm very excited about this offensive unit moving forward because, you know, the best thing you can do is surround your quarterback with playmakers. They have the playmakers. Now they have the quarterback. I'm very encouraged. Obviously, spring game isn't the be-all, end-all, but I was really impressed with how efficient the offense was and how, you know, we saw so many big plays from so many different players.
Well, I saved you for last because you, you know, you got to see what some people call the real scrimmage, right? The real spring scrimmage a couple weeks ago. And then, you know, the fans and some of the donors and whatnot, we got to see the guys out there this weekend, you know, kind of run some vanilla plays and show, you know, do some fancy stuff every once in a while. There was a couple of trick plays that they threw in there just to kind of mess around. But I like it, right? I like the energy. I like the vibes of the team as a whole. So that was great. But what can you tell me?
But I did watch the game.
Yeah, yeah. Did you see a difference? That's where I was kind of going. That you did you see a difference between the scrimmage per se, the one you saw a couple weeks ago, this one, or is it kind of this, you know, kind of more or less the same stuff that you saw the last time out?
I think they had more last week. Mm-hmm. They ran more plays. They showed more defensively. Although I was impressed this week with Kirk. Could Kirk be that dude?
Yeah, so Mark did look
really good. Got some really good speed, and I was in. Isn't it ironic? This is University of Miami football for you. Last week at this time, they you know, don't let the door hit you and ask your Curry, and then all of a sudden they were ranking him, and they go, "Oh, he was right there with Ward." I'm thinking, "Whoa, yeah, don't get me crazy." but the one thing that. And then Paffenbarger didn't look so good. And this time, last week he looked decent. I just think that the very fact that after Ward, at least they have somebody just in case.
Right.
You know, I mean, we already know. I mean, Emory
looked already, good.
They took him into Tallahassee and could have easily, you know, won the game. So I wouldn't, you know, throw stones. I think the Popo Aguirre is somebody that really is starting to emerge. But you can see the deficiencies in the secondary, and they're going to have to. I think that's one of the portal musts. Get a running back.
Yep.
I don't know. I mean, I've heard some up close. I don't know. I think everybody, and I think it said it last week that Fletcher's injury was a lot worse than anybody really gave on. Yep. That's kind of typical University of Miami. They don't let you know anything.
Yep.
I think they're going to have a really, really good team. I really do. Offensively, we saw, you know, here, if you have a quarterback that's going to be – see, the thing is Ward's vision is so good, and he could bail him out with his legs a little bit too, where Van Dyke got pigeonholed, and he was just – one play didn't work, then he couldn't extend it any way else.
Right.
Didn't have the foot speed. You know, I mean, didn't play. I mean, when you look back, how many games did Van Dyke really start at college? You know, Ward's had so many great starts. But I thought the offensive line looked good. I thought the Carpenter kid looked like a lot better this week than he did last week. Hmm. You know, last week he looked like a swinging gate door at times. You know, guys were because they were stunning and they were blitzing a little bit. I didn't see much blitzing this week. I think they had a safety one time, and then they ran Wesley came in the other time. And remember, they're still down a few guys, you know, that are, you know, in offensive line wise, I still believe that they're going to have to pick up somebody else. I do think Mamanoa is going to come back, but it's going to take him time, and you don't want him to re-injure, so – when he's young, I think the big kid looked really good. I thought last week and this week, number 70, is that his number?
Oh, yeah, Markel Bell.
Yeah, Bell. He looked a lot better. You think so, Vish? Did you watch him? He looked he was active, and he's so big, sometimes it's really tough to get out of your stance. But I thought he did real well this week. Did you watch him at all?
Yeah, no, I agree. And that's another need. I mean, secondary is the most obvious one.
Oh, yeah.
We are replacing, you know, I mean, it was only here for a year, but Javion Cohen, Matt Lee, those are.
Oh, yeah. Gigantic.
Those are big holes. So, yeah, getting some help there.
Yeah, he's.
Well, let's
he's,
see if they can do that out. Again because they've. Yeah.
Yeah, he stands out.
Huh?
He stands out. Markel
Bell stands out. Yeah, he's like
6'8". Yeah, 6'8", 6'9".
He literally stands out.
Yeah, he really does.
Towering over those two.
Before
well, really, the that, only guy that could go out of the quarterback room would be Ja'Kari.
Yeah, no one else. I would say that.
Yeah.
Poffenbarger just got here. You're not going to get rid of – what's his name ain't going to leave?
Emery now. Judd is young. He's got to develop. So
he would be the only one. I just think that he's – you know, I see all these things. Yes, oh, he's gone. He's not gone. Because I have people looking in the portal for him because – they want him, not to mention any colleges, but they're working on trying to get him now.
Listen, so. I think he's got a shot to play somewhere. And be
I
good,
agree.
You know, he definitely
and he's a
does.
Great kid. And he's a great teammate, and absolutely. You know what, he's willing to. You know, I mean, for what he did to stay around during the bowl season was enough for me. That's character, kid. You know, he could have bailed out and said, you know, F Miami.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, they haven't. So, you know, I mean, they just decided to insert me in one game. You know, I'll see ya. But, yeah, and Mario likes him. So, and I think that Mario might be helping, you know, try to place him too. You know, I mean, that's the one thing people don't understand, that a lot of these coaches, even though they may not be the fit for that one school, there's a lot of other guys that they know say, hey, by the way, I got a kid. And
he could
compete for your starting job. Right. And he's a smart kid. He's a great, you know, he listens. He's a team player. He keeps the locker room good, you know, like, and there's a lot of dudes that'll go on recommendations. And look at all the guys that Nick Saban and his staff placed, dozens and dozens of people don't even know, you know, I mean, so I think that's essential, especially in the portal era. But no, I just, you know, I leave this spring with a good feeling, other than like what Vish was alluding to in the secondary, but I think that shores up pretty quick. There's a couple of kids in the portal that they're really after. They could land them. That'll help corner wise. And then safety, you got a bunch of guys that could play safety.
Yeah.
Zaquan still looks like a guy who's not a freshman.
He looks good. So it looks good. I mean, the safeties, I think, looked all right. It's
it's a corner.
The DBs, yeah, it's the corner play. You even saw at one point one of the safeties drop down and play the nickel, right? So that kind of tells you the deficiencies that there are there. And I'm pretty sure that Miami's going shopping, right? A lot of people have said this recently. Miami's going shopping in the portal, and they're going shopping at the big name. Big name stores, right? As some of the shows are talking about yesterday, I think Flo said that they're going shopping at Gucci and Louis Vuitton, and they're not going to Walmart. They're gonna go get the big boys. So
yeah, if you're gonna eat at Joe Stone Crab, you've got to kind of
you better be ready to spend the money. But
the other thing too, I think the thing that's gonna help is the front seven.
Yeah.
Good front seven.
Absolutely.
Put pressure on them.
Always makes the corners better.
Huh? Always oh, yeah, by far. Because they're not going to have as, you know, I mean, if you keep, but you know what? Here's the truth about anybody. If you keep anybody out on the island long enough, they're going to get beat. I don't care where they're at.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean, but it'll ease the pain a little bit because interior defensive line, Miami's really strong and they're, you know, their ends. What's his name? The young kid.
Lightfoot.
Huh?
Lightfoot?
Yeah, what a beast. What a beast. Yeah, he gets a little bit more seasoning and he gets a little bit more
weight
experience. Yeah, weight. Moss left last week, right?
Yeah, he left. He entered the portal. Nigel Lee Kelly, obviously.
Yeah, I saw Kelly.
Also, yeah, look, for me, I know some people are asking some questions here in the chat, but Before we get to those questions, yeah, we'll definitely get to that question. And it's whatever position he's going to play is probably not going to be here. But I will tell you this. You know, some of the things that I did see and that I did like, because I know I'm getting out of here a little early. Cam Ward is who he is. Okay, he is your quarterback. He's QB1. He showed his leadership. He showed his moxie, his playmaking ability. His IQ, his football IQ is off the charts. You know, you just see him when a play breaks down, he knows how to create something and make something happen, right? You saw it on those little flip passes that he did when he was getting in trouble, when he was getting, you know, almost sacked. He'd kind of dump it off to Elijah Lofton or to whoever was around. You saw him not make a dumb throw on some of those screenplays where he kind of let the play develop a little bit on a screenplay to JoJo that went for like 20 yards. It was really nice little setup there. The defensive end read it, but so did Ward. And Ward read that the defensive end read it and then kind of adjusted to it. And that was really nice to see. You know, so those type of things. I love to see that from Ward. I will tell you that I think that the Canes are definitely going to have to go get a big-time running back in the portal. You've got like Wheatley Humphrey looked nice. He looked good. He looks like he belongs, but he's still young, right? So to depend on him with Fletcher's not there, kind of tough. Trevante Citizen looked like he was, you know, still trying to figure it out a little bit, or maybe a little bit hesitant, right? He looks like he hasn't played
in a game in two years, so that's
the tough part though. You don't want to go into Gainesville with Trevante Citizen as your starting running back. And Elijah Lofton is a freshman, so he's going
to
get
some. But he didn't have, if you notice, as opposed to last week, they didn't feature Lofton a lot. See, that was by design, I think, because last week he was everywhere.
Yeah.
He was everywhere. And I think when they open up against Florida, he's going to –
He'll be everywhere.
He's going to be everywhere.
He's not
going
to get 20 carries, but he may get 5 carries. He may get, you know, 5 passes thrown to him. He's going to be everywhere.
Or throw the ball or whatever, right. Do different things. And he's that, like I said, you know, I mean, and I watched that, you know, on this Saturday's replay thing. And that was the one thing I was looking at. I saw a lot of things that they didn't do the week before. And I'm thinking, oh, okay. And that's what you said, Jazz. You said they're going to be more vanilla. And I agree that last Saturday was the dress rehearsal.
For sure.
Because I think they found out a lot of things about a lot of people by playing that. Remember, they went almost 2.5 hours. You know, they went the hour and 30 minutes inside and then came out and went almost an hour outside. And but we know there's no secret that his favorite receiver is going to be Restrepo.
I'll tell you what. There is no doubt in my mind that those two have some serious freaking
chemistry. Already. Yeah,
oh,
already.
Oh, my gosh, man. Everything was on the money. That out route that he threw for the touchdown, that's an NFL throw. That's one of the hardest throws to make on that corner route that he threw to the
– Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And Rashepo got in the end zone.
Yeah, yeah.
Hell of a throw. I love the concepts of the drag routes, you know. So Isaiah Horton looked the part as well. He looks like he's poised to have a big year.
That's exactly what I was just going to say.
I'm really excited about him.
From what I understand, they're spending a lot of time together.
And it shows. Horton
and Ward are spending a lot of time together. You know.
It looks like JoJo, you know, the little bit that they did feature him. He looked good. He looked solid. Ray Joseph looked pretty good in a couple of routes. The biggest surprise was definitely, you mentioned that Blue Shamar Kirk, right? He looked like he's starting to.
And he got some speed too.
So this could be.
You see how he separated and
on that deep route. Look, Jakari Brown threw a great throw there. So I mean, he might be a guy that could potentially be in the running. Jacoby George was in a red non-contact, so he didn't really play much. So was Michael Redding. You know, Michael
probably be one of the guys that are gone.
Yeah, he might be
because he graduated already, and I think he's, you know, and they'll probably, if he wants, he'll finish his master's like they did with what's his name, like the quarterback that ended up at FAU, Nikosi Perry.
Oh, Perry, right. Yeah, I mean, you know, there's going to be a lot of Canes fans. I'm talking to you. Don't be surprised when you see a lot of names that you didn't think were going to be in the portal that are going to be in the portal. I think that there's a lot. There's a good amount of players that played this weekend that you saw. They said, "Hey, they look pretty good." And that's them literally putting on tape for someone else. And coaches know that, right? And so, like you mentioned, Blue, Coach Cristobal knows that, hey, these guys might not be here. Let's get them out there. Let's get them some tape. Let's get them, you know, showing off a little bit so they can go to a good school somewhere, right? I mean, look, Jackson Carver might be a casualty. He had a nice little touchdown grab. You know, guys like that. I mean, some offensive linemen, Samson Okundola. I don't know if he's still got to develop a little bit.
He's a baby still.
Yeah, he still may be a transfer portal guy. So, I mean, you know, there's a lot of stuff out there. Frank Avila looks nice, man. He's a big kid. He's already filled out. He looks like a center already. If that kid develops a little bit, then you've got some nice competition there. But I think Miami still is going to go after another big time offensive lineman. Going to go after a big time cornerback or two. Going to go after a big time wide receiver and a running back. I think
another offensive lineman too. I think.
Yeah, for sure.
You could get thin real quick there. Absolutely. With an injury.
Absolutely. And I think they're going to do that. And you're going to see them make some big headway in the transfer portal. So I'm excited to see what they do. The spring game is a spring game. I'm not going to get too high or too low on it. I like what I saw out of the tight ends. DJ Riley Williams looked good. Elijah Royal looks healthy. And that's the most important thing. But Riley Williams is a stud. He's a specimen out there. I like what I saw out of him. And then you're going to get Elijah Lofton out there too. So you got some dynamic tight ends on this team. Plus, Miami just signed two of the top tight ends in the country. Two of the top tight ends, in the country just committed. I think one of them is the number one pass-catching tight end that we stole right out of the Midwest and Ohio State and Michigan and all those people. So, you know, that was huge.
What do you think of those guys?
Well, I think Jazz got to go in a minute, but you're being accused of being crazy by our friend CCH here. So,
nothing new
for saying Redding might be in the portal, which he might be in the portal, buddy.
Iron Arrow guy.
Yeah, just recently inducted. But
Blue was saying a degree and then some from Miami. So the hell?
Right, but Blue was specifically discussing how he might finish the year out so he gets his master's.
Yeah,
then hit the portal. But no one's going to get cut in that sense. Like, these guys want to play, and they know they're not going to play, so they will leave. It's kind of like, you know, being told you're not wanted.
Mutual, kind of. Not mutual.
It's crazy like your major league where you're going to have the pink slip hanging from your locker.
Crazy for saying Samson's going to pull. Look, let me put it this way. If we had last year it said Nigel Leak was going in the portal, you would have been like, crazy, no way. Yeah. He's the future of the –
on Samson, though, Vish. You know, I mean, he hasn't been here that long, so.
Yeah.
I mean, the way I look at it, nobody's crazy for going in the portal these days. You can be a starter and still end up going in the portal for whatever reason, so.
Yeah, it happens everywhere all the time.
So what makes sense of this?
I think I'm going to protest over Vish only being fifth-string quarterback, to be honest. I mean,
who's a fifth-string quarterback?
The guy wants you to play, Vish.
I don't know, man. I got no arm, but I'm Indian, so I never really had one to begin with. But I'm old now. this ain't cricket, buddy.
Oh, boy. You're too much. You're too much. I mean, we'll see, right? We'll see, CCH. We'll see who the starting left tackle is. And, I mean, you got a lot of talent there. You got some guys coming in next year. You've got Markel Bell, who's going to say something.
I like Markel Bell.
Yeah, I mean,
and they've been working with him a lot, so
yeah, he looks good.
He can't teach what he's got, you know. So I mean, that size is stupid.
Yeah, absolutely. But this type, nothing's guaranteed, and
no.
And the second a highly touted freshman does not play their first year, immediately half of FBS is in their ear saying,
just so
you can start over here right now. You can start over here right now. Yeah. And like,
it's not always necessarily the player doesn't like the program, so they leave. It's other programs really
their
want
bank account likes more.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly.
And
by the way, he's not looking that good.
Yeah, to Jazz's point, he hasn't earned the playing time.
No, you're right.
So, I mean,
but it's tough to give up on a guy who's got that much potential. Because it's going to come out.
Well, I don't think they're going to give up on him, but someone else will be like, you can start right now, and we're not doing that.
He's got talent, but he's got to develop. You know?
He's not representing Massachusetts well right now. I'm only kidding on that, but
he'll be all right. He'll be all right either way. You know, I think he'll be all right either way. I think he's talented enough.
This is not about what NFL scouts or coaches are doing. This is college.
I honestly never understood the argument of, well, what is he going to do in the NFL? I don't care. I want him to win at Miami and win a national title here. I mean, Ken Dorsey did jack in the NFL, okay? But he won a national title here. He's the best quarterback we've ever seen in Miami for the – well, not we've ever seen, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, in the past 20 years before him. Like, you know, like, what are we talking about? Like,
we took a lot of shit for granted back then.
Yeah, we did. You know, I mean, listen, if you would have asked me, I would have been dying to see Brock Berlin back here in playing for UM. You know what I mean? Like, you know, we kind of need to take a step back and realize that these kids got to develop sometimes, and sometimes they develop and they start and they play quicker, and or sometimes they wait, or sometimes they go. It all depends, and we never know, man. We never know what's going to happen from year to year. Anyways, portal news is big, so. Hope you guys have fun with that. Have fun with the spring game recap. And
all right, Jazz.
Adios.
I'm out of here.
Yeah. See you later, Jazz.
Later.
The Six Rig Kane Show. Yeah. The Six Rig Kane Show. Yeah. The Six Rings Kane Show. You know.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.